गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्तुतिभिः सेदसातनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी सर्वोपनिषदो गावः दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं वहत् इयं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः Morning. So we've been looking at the fourth chapter, and last week we read the key verse, which when first looking at, maybe somebody new looking at it might be a bit cryptic like this, but it's not too cryptic when we look at a little bit. Karmanya karmaya pasheta karmani cha karmaya ha sabuddhiman manushyeshu sayukta kritsna karma krit. Right? He sees action in inaction and inaction in action. Or to make it easier with all these in and action, he sees inactivity in the action and action in the inactivity. Then this is the wise person. This is the person who has as good as performed everything. As we said, the krita kritya, one who as good as, one is content. What is contentment? I'm content, meaning I've done everything. I don't need to do something else. I don't have a strong desire. I have to go now and get something. I have to do it. Now the new thing, because it keeps changing with the day and our age and with the times. So my wife's girls here, the teenagers coming for the dance class, after class, oh mom, it's okay, we'll go and get to Starbucks and get our drink of this, you know, or their boba shuffle. So that's I have to get something. So somebody doesn't feel they need something to fulfill themselves. And so that's future, I'm looking forwards, I have to get to this. My conscience isn't pricking, oh, I did this. To this relative, they're not alive anymore. How will I get forgiveness? Like this. So these things, because one, content. Contentment means I'm content, whatever it is. Not conditional. So now, I'm glad now everybody's here. When some people weren't here, they said, my plan for this morning is out of the window. I was going to say, because we've studied for some time, and this verse is like, it gives some key concepts. I was going to ask each person, just say what you understood from this verse, a few words like this. And I was going to say, okay, how do I decide? Well, whoever's coming longer for class, I think Shri is longer than anybody, so he's in the hot seat. So just a few words from this action, in an action verse, a few words what you understood from it, what you learned from it.
Verse 19?
The 18 we did. Action, here says action within inaction, and inaction within the action. This is the wise person that is as good as it as having done everything. Like that. That's what we discussed last time.
When you're doing something, and you know, let's say I'm taking care of my family for the betterment of, you know, what I need to do to take care of them, recognizing that as the action of the body instead of the action of the Atma, and even though I may not be actively doing something to take care of my family, I could still be taking care of them, the fact that I'm there, the inaction of the body. Mm-hmm. That's the way I understood it.
Okay. So what the first one was, when you are taking care of them?
It's not like the self, like you're not identifying it as the self, but you're doing it, there's a conscious reason to do it, mm-hmm. but you're not associating it with the self, mm-hmm. with the Atma.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, nice, very good. Yeah. Good.
The extreme example would be a soldier who's in the field, who has to fight, has to kill somebody, enemy, but not associating it with the action of the Atma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And that's, we have a good example here, Arjuna, exactly. Yeah. Okay, nice. Very good. Okay, that's from, you know, we have, when we have the text, you have interpretation, this Rishi, this Mahatma. So today we're having the interpretations like this. So Raji, what did you learn from action in inaction and inaction in action?
The way I interpreted this is mostly like seeing that the self is the one that's actually doing things rather than you performing the action. Just seeing that, like having that distance between, it's just not you doing everything, and that kind of helps you take the ego aspect out of the picture, mm-hmm. is how I kind of interpreted. There's something bigger that's kind of doing everything on behalf of you, not just you performing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She has a different interpretation.
Different interpretation. You see, there's one Gita book that I have, some disciple, Ramakrishna order, where he, because he collected different interpretations like this. We gave Vedantic interpretation, Adi Guru Shankara says here. We discussed that. But there he gives a few different ones like this. So, like this. Good. Okay. And now Vidun, what did you learn from it?
I think I'm somewhere in between the spectrum of both the explanations.
Yeah.
So at least my takeaway here was sort of like not tying action with your like mind-body, and it's more about the Atma. So that was my prime takeaway from here. So similar to like his example of the extreme example of like soldiers fighting. So you don't take it personally, but it's your duty, sort of like tying with karma yoga, right? So that is the explanation for it. Whereas like there are certain duties that you yourself have to do, like your family,
yeah.
So which is like your, you tie it to your body, or your mind as your like duty sort of thing, but at the same time, like, there are certain duties beyond that envelope, which is like broad. That's sort of my interpretation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So certain duties that are larger, meaning?
Yes, that might not make sense to you in your spectrum, mm-hmm. but still you have to.
Okay. That's more, yeah, that's your duty, like this. Yeah. Okay.
And so I feel it somewhere in between the explanations.
Because there's Dvaita school, there's Advaita, and then there's Beda Dvaita. They say, oh, it's Dvaita. So there's a middle path people take. Okay, Stephanie, what did you learn from it? I'm glad you're, because today her husband's awake, she's quietly just sending question by text, so today perfect that she's awake, she can be talking.
So I experience it as you do your physical life, whatever it is, whatever your duties or responsibilities or what choices you have made in your life, and then, but you don't know necessarily what the outcome of those actions are going to be. And so there's a, I want to say underlying force, but I don't know if it's underlying or overlying, but there's something else that's driving the fruit of what's, the outcome of what other actions. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's it for me.
Okay, very nice. He always said very nice things. A lot of those things are very correct and taught in Gita. So, very nice. This specific verse, the way it's usually interpreted like this, especially Vedantic vision, is that, like the example you gave of the soldier, for the inaction within action. That one is that even though you do the activity as Atma, you're not doing anything. Atma doesn't do, it can't do. Because the body-mind complex, and for that, the whole manifest world can't not do action. It's impossible not to do activity. That's chapter 3 was established that Sri Krishna said, you'll do action inevitably. That you can't help. So the whole prakriti, whole manifest world will be acting regardless, and Brahman, or Atma, the conscious, cannot do anything. It doesn't do anything. It's not in its purview to do anything. So recognizing this, the fact that even though you're doing things from perspective of you, the deeper you, the consciousness isn't doing anything. So this is the inaction within action. And then the action in inaction is, even though maybe you're not doing something or something isn't doing anything, that's still part of the activity. Because the moment it's part of prakriti, it's doing something. We maybe can't see it, that the activity is happening. We can't measure it. And maybe it's a potential part of the action, because when something comes to a still state, like the bulb or seed, nothing's happening there. It can be frozen for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. So, and literally you measure nothing happened, but then suddenly the right conditions comes up, meaning that's part of the activity. So anything manifests. So to think that that's inaction, that's not inaction, because that's just part of the field of activity. Because anything that happens means there's a whole chain. At the right time, place, something will come up. So understand that that isn't the real inactivity. That's I'm seeing within the action, inaction. I'm seeing action in inaction. That what I think is inactive, it's not real inactivity. Because one important thing is, especially that, you know, a lot of us, I think all of us have yoga background, is that we meditate and we feel a certain nice thing. Okay, there. So I think I'm somewhere. But that's part of the experience itself, means it's part of the chain of action. Because the state of mind. Because if then I know I see Atma, but other times not, meaning I didn't see what Atma really is because I thought it's a certain state. And a state isn't Atma, it's consciousness is always there. So that's a mistake we can make easily, and then we want to repeat that experience. But the Vedantis say Atma experience isn't an experience, it's in all experiences. Because the consciousness is there, you the consciousness are there in every experience. So this is where we can make the mistake like this. So even though inactivity going on, still that's part of the chain of action. It's not the real inactivity like this. And so we started off with that's the person who is going to be, who's going to have as good as done everything that needs to be done. Because when I do something, I finish the project, whatever it is, really well, I feel contentment. Okay, did everything I needed, very good. But the thing is, there are many other things that are lurking. I still need to do this. What about that? Why did I do things in this way? They'll still come up. And no, nothing I can do perfectly, but by identifying with the role, that's the problem. Identify with the role, with karta, with doer. Identify a doer, that brings up the trap. Because, you know, here, look, you're all raising kids, right? So, of course, once they're grown up in this, some things you'll feel very happy. Some things can always think, I could have done this, and I didn't. I'm sure, you know, I'm not a parent, but the thing is, anybody who is a parent, they may be very happy with their kids when they grow up, everything. But some things they'll think, you know, if I could have done this too, right? Inevitably, with any action you do like this. So, but the thing is, that comes because of the doership. Yes, anything I did, I could have done a little better, a little differently. Yes, but that is the role, as the role, as I, the consciousness. Then I'm not the doer. So here, the understanding of karta, that not the doer. That's the big thing, because doership is the big thing that I identify with, and it's not easy not to. That's, you know, that's deep. That's Atman Atma Viveka, to know I'm not the doer, because doership is the core of myself as an individual, like this. So that's, you know, so it takes a lot to look into in this way. So this is in this way. So of course, somebody sees this is the real wise person, the one who has pure Viveka. They really have this clear understanding, like this. So this is in this verse, and then the next few verses, Shri Krishna will elaborate on. A lot of times, as we saw, starting of a chapter, it'll give, like when Shri Krishna started the teaching, he gave the essence, and then he elaborates on the rest of the second chapter. So here, a few verses elaborating on this also, because this is such a subtle point, so more elaboration is always helpful like this. So let's see what he's saying here in 19. Yasya sarve sara samarambhaha. Yasya sarve samarambhaha. Kama sankalpa varjitaha. Kama sankalpa varjitaha. Jnanagnidagdhakarmanam. Jnanagnidagdhakarmanam. Tamahuf panditam buddhaha. Tamahuf panditam buddhaha. He whose actions are all free from desires and fancies, and whose actions are burnt by the fire of knowledge, the sages call this person as wise. So, one thing, first of all, saying here is somebody will say, okay, the jnani is, as we said, their kritsna karma krit. Totally content, has done everything, right? Somebody totally content this, then why would the jnani do something? Because there is a conception, some conception, moksha only, you know the self, you're not, you know, only after death. So if you know self, you're finished like this. So that means, Swami Dayananda would say, then people come to me and say, okay, Swamiji, in 12 years I'll be ready, I'll go for moksha, because I'm not ready to die right now. Like this. And it also means there can't be a jnani to teach. There can't be a jnani alive to teach. Then how who's going to teach these things, you know? So we're here just sitting, we studied a little bit discussing, but real jnani coming teaching, it's not possible then. So how would it be? So how Adi Guru Shankara writing or Mahatma's teaching, how can the you'll say, well, they're not real jnanis, so how can they really tell you like this? So it doesn't work. But then the counter question will be, why would a jnani not do action? Because to do it, we already saw action and inaction. So by being inactive, it's also a form of activity. I'll refrain from doing means I'm also, it's also a doership. I'm the one who's not doing. So that's also. So doing action or not doing action, this can't be the hallmark, because activity is part of, it's the field of activity, that here it's an understanding like this. Of course, what the if the person is acting in a certain way in this, we'll say, oh, that doesn't seem to me like the way somebody with wisdom will act. You know, they're getting very upset or whatever, okay, like this, whatever things. So then, okay, then we say that doesn't seem to me like, but just the fact of doing action is different. So this is what we say in here like this. So action doesn't just have to come, because other action will come for fulfillment, for I want to get to something, I want to be something, become something. I want to change the situation to be in a certain way. Where here, you know, what will be, it'll just be out of, okay, some action has to be done, so it'll be something, some sort of service, something that's going to be positive, less, not so much for oneself, because why would they, what does the person need like this? Jnani will be very simple like this, in this way. Swami Premananji in Uttarkashi, a few years back when they were building the building there, so he was coming back from Uttarkashi in the bus, and he had like a box with tiles, right? And so he's there, and somebody was talking to him, and said, if you're renunciate in this, you know, he said, I'm living poor, and I, in poor and small house, you're renouncing, you're bringing this box of tiles in this, so what can renunciate like this? So he said, yes, first you renounce everything, then you see, like this, then you see what, because, you know, Swami Premananji lived in the mountain with nothing for years in this. Okay, so now there are people around, now there's ashram, okay, because, you know, he doesn't need the place, and he's, you know, anybody who sees knows him, he's totally detached, all loving and all detached, and he doesn't need anything. So, okay, some idea came to build the building, more people can come and stay there near Ganga, and it's okay, so it's happening. And okay, so the building bathroom for him, okay, so some tiles needed, so he's bringing them like this. So that was, so externally looked like this person saying, okay, he's doing this action, must have some, but real, if you stay and get to know a little bit, you'll see, no, there's no, he could care less like this. So just a small example like this. So, but in any case, the activities are done then, so action would be done like this. It's not, could be doing action, could be not. That isn't necessarily the hallmark like this, right? So here, in all undertakings, kama sankalpa varjitaha, not out of desire, not of some strong desire like this, right? Desire, expectation, or imagination will be like this. Oh, it'll be very nice, let's do this. Okay, something has to be done, so something good will come out like this. Swami Shivananji, you know, he was a medical doctor, so he kept his medical kit like this, okay? It's only doing good to people. What? So he didn't throw that out or anything like this. So in this, what is the motive behind the action will be, not going to be a motive that I have to get to this, because whatever is done, one thing you can see, what is the big attachment we have? We have attachment to the result. That's why our concern, our worry. So that's how you see their attachment result. Might work very hard towards something, but it works out very nicely. We'll be happy and celebrating. Where this one, it'll be fine, and move to next thing. Right? Okay, good. Next, whatever's next, done. Because we'll relish in it. What's there to relish? As somebody who's already content, what's there to relish? Okay, like this. And then on the other hand, we get disturbed when it's not how I would like it to be. But this one, okay, that's also fine, because they know it as mithya, right? If I take my attachment to karmakpala, to the what's going to happen, is because I take it as satyam, as substantial. where the jnani sees it's mitya, sees it is appear, the world is apparent, is an appearance, so that's also an appearance because the atman atma viveka. So then why would I be worried about if it'll be like this or like that in this way? So again, it doesn't mean one doesn't do, as all of you brought up, one's do. This is an important point in it. Yeah, one does their duty, whatever their duty is. Because shirking the duty, not doing, is also, that's a good measure for my growth, for my attachment. Because if I'm doing my duty, I'm not doing, then meaning I am... I'm not doing fully in this, meaning that I have some resistance. I have some attachment not to do. I'm over-attached, over-zealous about it. You know, over-competitive means that I have also an attachment like this to it. So then I do what's needed. That's the middle path, you can say, right? Like this. So it's a good preparation. That's why we say duty as karma yoga is a very good, important preparation like this. So in this way. But here, the... showing how the person would do it less. And how come one doesn't have that strong desire, attachment? Because jnana agni dagda karmanam, all the karma is burnt away by the fire of knowledge, by understanding. Because as an aspirant, as a karma yogi, one is aspiring to, okay, renounce the fruit of the action. Results are in the God's hands, right? Not in my hands. Or the results are mitya, so I maybe have some peace from this, I'm understand, but I don't fully, if I fully understand, I don't have to try to do with a certain attitude, because it'll just be natural for me like this. You know, you have some guests over that you're not so happy, or you don't want to take care of them with this for some reason, but you act very nice and take care of them very nice just because, you know, it's the right thing to do, and you don't want to hurt their feelings, whatever, like this, right? But you really are looking forward to have them. You're doing it lovingly. You don't have to try to do, right? So as a karma yogi, I'm trying. Swami Dhyani would say, you fake it till you make it. So you're doing your best. That karma yoga, because karma yoga still, I'm still karta, I'm still doer. We're understanding them. So it's as good as being burnt away. Because again, your love, care for those that came, you know, pretense is burnt, there doesn't have to be pretense because, you know, there is the genuine love and care is there, right? So in this way, that's all, this is burnt away. And actually, that's one signpost I've seen in those that I think as Mahatmas is the genuine love and care like this. I've seen in Swami Premananji, Swami Ramsarupananji, I've seen like this. And you know, for Sri Aguru, Swami Vishwaramanji, that there's genuine love and care. There's no pretense in this. Fourth person I've seen like this, Nanima, this old elderly lady, British lady who's up in Uttarkashi area since she's in her early 20s, she's been there. Amazing, these people just, there's no pretense like this. So don't have to try to be loving and caring, it's just natural. It's their being, that's it. So this is a good signpost. But in any case, then from knowledge, because of the understanding, then all of the karmas are gone because all my binds are gone. So actually they say here, this is a point, actually in the end of Tattva Bodha discusses it, about the karmas, this exact point, the karmas are all burnt. So what happens is, okay, so I have my sanchita karma, all the karmas, because I have the karma for this life, prarattha, and agami, right now I'm doing things, so it's creating new karma. The new karma creator, whatever I do now, is going to create some new karma like this. And sanchita, the whole savings there for potential for future lives like this. So the agami I do now will cause future karma, some in this life, and some goes to my savings for future like this. So first of all, because there's no karma, you need a karta in order to create karma, to karma pala. I have to, because if I see I'm not doing it, I see that I'm atma, I'm not doing, then what result is there? Result has to be for somebody who's there to get it, right? So I won't get the, so there's no result for me. So that's how agami is just isn't created for the jnani, because there has to be some expectation, something like this for the reward. I'm not the doer, so there's nothing for me. It's like when the wind comes and causes some problem, is anybody going to go and sue the wind? You can't sue. You'll take the wind to court. You bring that up, and they'll put you in a certain other place, another place if you bring that to the court. I'm sure there's some place in the world where you can do it. In India, maybe you can get away with it. Say, well, it's devata. Devata is an individual. It's you, so I can sue him. Like, they'll say, good. So go to Indra's court in the heavens and sue him there. So in this way. But if a person did it, or an animal did it, wild animal, you can't sue the animal, it's their nature. But a human does, then you say, because the human, you see, they had the idea of motive, a doership. I did it, like this. So that then you can sue or get angry at that person. So jnani, just nature, whatever nature is doing, because there's no person doing it anymore. So that's why agami, new karma isn't created. Now sanchita, what happens is this is a nice example. It's also given. Let's say that somebody is, somebody's wealthy. They don't, they have a big savings account, right? They die. Or can they take the money? How are they going to take the money? They can't get it. Yeah. Or other examples Swami Dayananji would give is somebody is a criminal wanted for multiple crimes, right? So they want to try them. You know how they try for many things. This person got 10 lifetime, 10 lifetime sentences. So he would get 10 lifetime sentences, but he dies. Who are you going to give those lifetime sentences to? So jnani, there's no individual. So how are they going to take the whole sanchita, identify with? I need the identification to bring the next life. So I need the, I have to be asleep to bring up a new dream. If I'm awake, I won't bring up a new dream. So if I'm not, I'm not this individual, how will I take up another individuality afterwards? That won't make sense. So the sanchita then is burnt away, gone because of jnana. But now we've prarabdha. That's where prarabdha still has to play out, this lifetime. So, because this has already started, right? You can't do it. So you can't just, the jnana just disappear. Whatever is in motion is going to continue to the end of this life. So like this, from our perspective, the jnani is still the individual going through their prarabdha, still have, maybe not being well some of the time, going through the different things until they leave, until they pass on, right? But from the jnani's perspective, they don't have prarabdha because it's not theirs. Like imagine, you're living in a rental apartment. Yeah, it's a rental apartment. We lived for so many years, we own a house. It was so nice when here for 2 months we were in a rental between houses. Oh, the problem with the stove. Okay, call them. Yeah, please come and this. Okay, maybe it takes a day, not right away, but not mine. They'll take care. Problem is, you don't think of it as mine. Yeah, I'm here for some time, temporarily till I go somewhere else, and it's not for me to take care of this. I'll maintain because it's, but if something's wrong with it, somebody else, their responsibility like this, right? So that, like this. The moment I own the house, then, it's my place. Oh, no, there's my roof is leaky, right? My thing I have to take care of. So that's the difference, is the prarabdha, the jnani doesn't say it's mine. What prarabdha? First of all, it's, as good as it's mithya, first of all, and secondly, what is the behind the mithya, the satyam? It's God's, it's lila, it's the God's play, not mine. So then what's the difference? So for a jnani, then the individual story of their life is just story like that. It's for them there's no prarabdha, for us there's prarabdha. Oh, the prarabdha, souls to go through. So that's why the Jnanam burns away all the karmas. It's not part. So yeah, the prarabdha will play out. But for the jnani, it's, they know siddha is mithya, siddha is an appearance anyway, like this. Because they're not an individual anymore. Because they're not identifying as the individual. Like this. So this is this, why all this? And tam ahuhu, about this person it is said, right? This radhi tam, right? Saha tau te tam tau tan, tam second case, singular. So about this one, is a pandita, is a person of knowledge, a jnani. And who says buddhaha, the wise people say. Because the wise ones are the ones that can tell us about this one. Just like in the news, they like to bring an expert. They want to talk about something. So they bring an expert to talk about it, because if just their reporter talks about it, they don't know anything about this specific, you know, some special field. Okay, so bring in an expert. Of course, if it's on Fox News or if it's on MSNBC, the expert's going to be very different. But really, if you want to know something, you want an expert in that field. So that's just a side thing. It's not I brought an example and I ruined the example. I said, but you know, you bring in you want to know, you know, before buying the house, you know, we brought somebody to do an inspection. Why? We want an expert who's going to say these and these things you have to be aware of in the house, right? Because we don't know, we're lay people like this. So this way. So the experts are the ones who can say this is the what jnani is like for us to say. We have limited ideas, so how are we going to know? Like this, because people have an idea about what it is. Let's see if anything else important here didn't bring up. I think this is good. So one thing also then, another nice signpost, is that what happens is if I know I'm not the body and mind, how the body and mind are, I'm fine with. Why would I care more about it? Like the rental. Oh, they painted it this color. If I really care, I'll ask them. They'll say, no, you can't. The lease says no, changing the paint. I'll say, okay, what's the big, I'll live with it. What's the problem? Do I really care so much? They have a GE dishwasher and not a Boss dishwasher. In my own house, say, hey, that's not good. I want this one. Am I going to care about this? It is what it is. I just use it. So, like, because I'm not identified with, so it is as it is, it's fine. Swami Vishwanathanandaji, when he was young in the ashram, he was very young. And then Swami Shivananda started the Vedanta Forest Academy. This Vedanta Forest Academy is still there. They still give courses, two, three month courses on yoga and philosophy. Nowadays, it's only open to men of Indian origin. So two of you can go, the rest of us were excluded. Mm-hmm. I guess they must have had my guess is over the years, some problems came up with this, so they just want to, whatever it is. But the main thing is that after he started, he made Swami Vishwanathanandaji your professor of Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga. So he was very young in the ashram, and so then he started letting his hair and beard grow so he looks like a real Hatha Yogi. So Swami Shivananda let him do it for some time. After some time, he said, Vishnu Swami, keep it up. We should all put on good appearances. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing is, that's with the master like this, he knows when to say what that's going to make a difference. So he said that burst the balloon. He never put on appearances. And he'd be known for that, you know. He would give a talk and he would joke. He would take his cloth, put around like a turban, said, now look, holy swami. He would laugh at it, you know. Because if you put on appearance, meaning you are identifying with that appearance. So it'd be relaxed about. So in this way, if I'm not body and mind, it is what it is. What's the big deal? Okay, you know. You're in society, so you take care. You keep it clean. You take care. You have to take care and submit what's needed, required for it. But you're not going to pretense. I'm going to pretend I'm a great scholar. I'm not. What's the big deal? So I'm not a great scholar. Okay. Right? I pretend I know something. I've seen teachers that, like, they don't know the Sanskrit, but they'll want to do the more and more in the Sanskrit in this. Why? Okay, don't know the Sanskrit. Have somebody else read the Sanskrit, or you just read the English, or whatever. What's the big deal? That's not a... But, so the thing is, I know I'm not this, so what's the big deal? So then you'll be relaxed, you'll accept the body as it is, the mind as it is, and then you'll accept the world as it is too, because there are two sides of the coin. Oh, if things were just like this, then the world is as it is. It's you know, I'll recognize, first of all, mithya on the one hand, and if I see something in it, it's the lila, God's lila, so what is there to be so, you know. Doesn't mean, okay, it can be compassion because we're suffering people to them, but still, they're suffering because of misunderstanding. They identify with the dream world like this. So this is, how did we get to this? That we said that, that this is why one won't have that, you know, strong desire and fancy that things should be in a certain way. Because they accept like this. Because, you know, I had one cousin, like an uncle, you know, he's not alive anymore. And he was a genius making different inventions and things. And he was always on the verge, I'll just get this thing patented and then we'll get there like this. And he kept doing it on and on and on till his mid or late 80s, and this till he passed, he was on the verge, it'll almost be there, like this, so still wanting to get to something. Yeah, okay, you know, okay, you're interested and you do, but then okay, if it's gonna work, good, if not good, but you're still trying to get to something, you know, at least when we get older, we should relax about the things because we understand that, okay, the things will go soon and I'll be gone too, and then, you know, so that's, so it's a very nice way the life cycle has been set up, that as you get older, and then you know, usually you have less, you don't have to be as responsible for as many things, and then you see, anyway, I'm going to be gone soon anyway, all my ideas that I'm doing, okay, it's okay as it is, what can I do? And so in this way, so through understanding then, one would just accept the body-mind as they are, because I take it as me, then it's a much me and mine syndrome is the big problem. So let's continue here. Number 20. Tyaktva karma phala sangam. Tyaktva karma phala sangam. Nityar tripto nirashrayah. Nityatripto nirashrayaha karmanyabhipravrittobhihi naivakinchit karoti saha. Remaining ever satisfied and independent and renouncing the attachment towards the results of action, this person never performs any action though very much engaged in action. So again saying, tyaktva karma phala asangam, has renounced the strong attachment to the result of the action. Because that's really where our attachment is to that. Because actually what I have now, all that I have is result of previous actions, right? Job that I have, this birth that I have, because previous ones, house that I have, you know, debt that I have, right? Like this. Swami Vishnu would always joke, he'd say, when you talk about his, okay, I'm Swami Vishnavananda ji and I'm Canadian citizen, because he came, he wanted to have American citizen, but in those days, a lot of immigration problems, so he ended up Canada, so Canadian citizen, and this, and yoga guru and this, and I'm a minus millionaire. He'd always say a minus millionaire, because He loved the fact that here in the U.S., you can get loans. So what he would do, okay, there's a yoga center, Shivananda Center in New York or someplace, and he wants to get land for an ashram. Okay, big loan on this one, and then he can get that one. So what happened is when I was in the Shivananda Center in New York, Here, I think it's he had already left his body. I'm pretty sure it was after he left his body. So we were close to finishing and pay off the mortgage. 40 years we were there. I said, wow, this is wonderful. I thought, this is so nice. It'll be much easier. So Srinivasan, he's still the acharya there. He's the acharya there at the time. He's in the Shivananda Ashram Yoga Ranch in upstate New York. So he saw, and of course his name is was a much younger guy there in charge of the center, but he was a very senior disciple. So he came to his attention. So he remortgaged, you know, more money for whatever other things, fixing the buildings in the ashram or something. So, oops, okay, we're not done with it. So this Maya, so he learned Sarvation like this. Okay. So, but in any case, so identify with and attach my karma pala, like this. And whatever it is, it's ephemeral. It's like this moment, next moment, this, and what is mine? I say it's mine. I say this house is mine, right? Now, the Hayward fault decides it's time to get up and dance, right? That's the fault line we have here. And then the whole thing gets swallowed. Is it my house? I say, what happened to my house like this? Here, I have these four raised beds outside, gardening. So they've been there for like 6-7 years. So of course, all the little insects and things love it. It's nice food, right? So they're starting the corners to fall apart a bit. So I was just doing, working a few hours yesterday, just going, digging in, putting some wood just to support. I said, let's not replace them. Maybe next year, whatever, replace. Let's just hold them like this, right? The oldest one that was put a year before the others, when I started doing the whole thing, is rotting, falling apart. I thought, I can't fix this and this. Now I'm expecting it has to be in that way. Who am I to say? The worms say it has to be that way, whatever, and everything. I also learn I don't do too much physical work. A few hours working in the sun like that, oh, I feel tired today. I felt so beat up. So also this body, some years ago, okay, we'll do that work, no problem. Now I say, I better keep up with some more exercise because the body's not as young. It's because the body is, right? I didn't feel aging, but I was saying, first time I'm feeling aging. Okay, it's a good sign to remind us. So in any case, so I'm attached to certain things, how they are and how they will be. And it's as karma pala sangha, like this. Swami Ram Surupanandaji, remember when he had his stroke? He had stroke, so his left arm, he couldn't use, and he left leg couldn't walk as well in it, so he wasn't walking as well as before. And he said, best thing that happened to him, he would say he shook hands with Lord Yama, and Lord Yama sent him back like this, because he said, you know, that's just showing you how much is the, you know, attachment to the body. Okay, body is as it is, like this. So this one shows, okay, it is as it is. But like we said, end of when we talked previous one, so not attached to the result like this. It is as it is. Nityatriptaha, this one is always ever content because of this. Because people are happy because of, right? This one very funny Swami tells, very nice, very funny, and he says, if the husband is happy because of the wife, or the wife because of the husband, that's very easy. You're happy because of the kids. He said, you have to learn to be happy in spite of. In spite of the spouse, in spite of the kids. Then you just be happy. Otherwise, you'll be happy on certain conditions. So in spite of. But it's true. Because if you're content, you're content. Period. Content because nitya tripta, conditionlessly content. Because look, deep sleep, we feel wonderful. We're conditionlessly happy because we dropped everything and we're fine. But then the moment we come out of it, so the God is saying, okay, these people, let me give them a break and let me also help to teach them. Look, when you don't have anything, you're fine. You'll wake up, the things will come and go, you go back, then you're fine. So you understand this is just a passing show. But then we take But then instead we say that's a small break, and this is the main thing. Where that is a good picture saying, hey, Vedanta, dream and deep sleep are looked at very closely, very helpful. Because when I have the sleep, the deep sleep, okay, deep sleep, everything's gone, I'm fine. Now I come back. The trouble is coming because of all the changing things, because I'm holding on to the changing, because I identify the changing things. Because the changing things I'm not holding on to, you know, my kids, they grow up, they do this job or that, I don't care. They'll say, have stop doing this job, I'm doing that job. Okay, very good. Right? They live close or far, okay, very good. But something I'm attached to, oh, they're marrying this kind of person, which I don't like, no. Oh, now I'm going to be problems. So the things that I put the importance on how they should be, then. But the thing not, I'm not touched by. So it's really, I'm causing that. My attitude is causing that thing. Like this. I remember also seeing this very nice in a nature show. I don't remember, I think it's Earth. I think it was in that, but it could be a different one. Polar bear, right? Because their ice caps are melting, so they have to go swim further and further for food. So this polar bear was trying to attack a walrus, and the walrus was too big or got away, whatever, or there are too many, they're too strong, so it saw it can't, it's already getting weaker, so it can't, it's not going to manage to catch in this. So it didn't sit there, oh, it's going to happen to me, oh no, you know, poor me, or oh, maybe the God will help me. No, just lay down there and okay, accept it. It knew it's too weak, it can't do, okay, so it's going to die, and just was, it didn't. Imagine we're in a situation like that, oh, so it accepted, like this acceptance. But in any case, so nitra tripta, conditionlessly content, because contentment, that this contentment is conditional, as atma, conditional, like this. Everything else is conditional. So nirashrayaha, and isn't dependent on something else. Now, physically, we have no choice to be dependent. If I'm independent, if I'm not dependent physically, how will I take the next breath? Right? I can't. So physically I'm dependent. I can't do everything just for me to survive. Even you live alone and you build your own house, other people go live alone, build their own house, get their own food, everything still, you're relying on the nature to be there for you to grow the food, for the food. You're relying on nature, therefore, giving you the fuel for to keep yourself warm to burn. So you're relying on nature. There's no such thing independence physically. Not possible. Everything's... But psychological dependence. Psychological is I'm dependent on, because I take myself as a limited being, so I need some support system like this. But as Atma, what support does it need? The Atma is support for everything else. So this is one thing talked about in the interpretation, yes. How come the jnani is nirashrayaha, without, doesn't need the support? Because they know their support for everything else. They're the substratum. Because the thing is, atma and atma viveka, first of all, I know I'm sakshi, I'm the conscious being in whose light all of this, you know. I'm not the rest of it, the body-mind complex. But then afterwards I'll see, well, then the body-mind complex, the world, doesn't have substance. It's the other one has substance. So meaning it's dependent on it. Because if the world itself has some substance to it, meaning that there's something other than Atma that has substance. But the thing is, it's as good as a dream, meaning it's the whole base of it is the consciousness. There aren't two things, there's one thing, there's just the consciousness. Because what happens from viveka, vairagya, from knowing that I'm the consciousness and the rest, you know, I'm the sakshi, within the sakshi, all these things appear, then everything else is good as an appearance. So what is the base of it? It's the consciousness. So then what happens? So that's why would the person need some support where they are the support of everything? That's why jnani is totally confident. What's there? What else is there? Because if you think of it, there's one thing that's used in logic. This thing, anvaya vyatireka. Anvaya vyatireka means co-presence and co-absence, you look at. To see if two things are dependent or not, is one thing dependent on the other? So if something is there, when A is there and B will be there, when you take away A and B isn't there, then you know that, you know, they're codependent, or one is dependent on the other. But if A can be there without B, but B can't be there without A, then B is dependent, like this. So you take the world and the consciousness. Consciousness, you can all take you the conscious being, because you don't have another reference of consciousness. So you say, okay, when I'm there, then the world is there. Right? You know, we know that. I'm there, the world is there. We've no question. I wake up in the morning, then I notice world is there, I'm there. Right? Very good. Now you go to deep sleep. Where's the world from your perspective in deep sleep? Where is it? Go on. Are you there? You're still there, because you know you're deep sleep. So that the world, you'll say, but my spouse was there, awake. Well, again, that's a conscious being. When that's also conscious being, that conscious being, when they're in deep sleep, same thing happens. So the world, we can only know it's there only when the conscious being is aware of it. When no conscious being is there, where's the world? Where's your world when you're not a conscious being, not aware? Right? Because what is the world? I'm aware of many things. I see, I hear, and this. I just hear and hear, see and hear means I'm aware. But I put my interpretations. Oh, that's a bird. Oh, it must not be an area. It must be the other one. You know, I might be a person. Oh, they might be eating my fruits in the tree. Let me go check. That's also part of my world, right? Oh, it's this kind of bird. It's very nice, very rare here. It must be this kind, because I'm a bird watcher. So the world will come with all this stuff. It's not the fact that I hear. I'm aware. All the rest I'm adding to it from my conditioning. So I'm aware is the base, and then everything else is added to it. So the just being aware is one thing, I'm conscious. Everything else is conditioned. So that's how the person who's not conditioned, right, unconditionally content, so no conditioning, the world is the world, it's fine as it is, because it's dependent on the consciousness. And again, it doesn't mean that person is an individual, because the body-mind is also part of the mitya. The body-mind is also part of the field of experience. So it's not that conscious, the individual consciousness, because as sakshi, I know body-mind is also part of jagat, part of the world, not part of the individual. So then we say, okay, with the anvayavyatireka part is when I'm there, world is there. I'm not there, world is there, but I'm still there. So that shows that then we just add, that's that, using that logic. But then we just added some more to it. That even when you're present, if you really look at it closely, then it's the fact that you're conscious plus conditioning. That's all. And the conditioning, what is it? It's ideas. It's not a substance. Right? So this shows, that's why, nirashraya, what will somebody who sees is clearly, what are they going to depend on? Yes, okay. Depending on food, depending on having shelter, yeah, for physically, yes. Okay, fine. But for internal, existentially, what's there to, I am the existence, so what is there to depend on? So nirashraya. That's one reason why, very customary in India, many monks that go without anything for at least for some time, so depending. Or traditionally, they live on bhiksha, meaning they don't take care of their own food. It'll be taken care of. Meaning that way you're not, I'm not, you know, it'll be taken care of, because it's not, not a, how do I say, because then they're, on one hand, to, for some it's to build up the faith that they're taken care of by the universe, that's one thing. But the deeper one then also, it's that, it's, how do we say, the body mind, it's not me, it's, you know, the birds are taking care of everything, taking care of, this is taking care of like this. Otherwise, I have to go. If I'll take care, I'll have this preference, that preference. I like to eat at this time. I like to eat this and not this. Then that, all that starts. So there isn't anything like that. I'm done like this. So that's, and actually, it's something that if somebody's really surrendered, it works everywhere. I know, because I know a monk here who's done that, just wandering, and he was taken care of completely all the time, meaning that it's not just a cultural thing. Because in India, it's, as maybe in the more modern cities, it's not as much, but it's been accepted for generations. Okay, a monk comes, you can serve in this. And monks there that I know that they're taking care of their families, take care, they take their turns and feed them, and that's it. But then when you're just in a place where there isn't even that in the culture, it even works, I've seen. The one that's surrendered like this. But the main thing here is, okay, knowing that the whole thing depends on either consciousness, not the other way around. So what am I to be dependent on? Anything else can be just a practice of that or an outcome of that, but this is the main thing. Karmani abhi parvrittaha, be even though engaged in a lot in activity, in so many activities, na eva kinchit karoti saha, this person is doing nothing. This one knows, I'm not doing anything, so whatever I'm doing. And you see some, they work so much, do so much work, but they know they're not doing. Actually, a lot of the political leaders have to have a lot, must have some sort of level detachment. Otherwise, if you imagine, whether you're president of the US or prime minister, some big country, if you didn't have some level of, I'm not the doer, of course, then you'd, within a year you'd have a heart attack, right? You couldn't take it, because how much responsibility, how much things, and how many hours they must have to work. Like people say, our president very old. Let's see a 20-year-old do what he has to do for 1 week. They won't be able to do it, I'm sure. So meaning, quite phenomenal, you know, amazing like this. So in this way. Has to have some level, because any time of day, anything, so many things will be coming. But they do, meaning there's has to be some level of detaching like this. But here we say, from complete understanding, then, even though doing a lot of activity, then still the prayer won't be touched, because they know it's, they're not really the doer. So, what is there? Like this one, Mata Amritanandamayi, right? Amachi. That she goes every day around the world for like 16, 18 hours. She's sitting there smiling, hugging, and this, with a big smile the whole time. Amazing, right? How much work she's doing there. And then when everything's over, she sits with the close disciples and has the big talk, we have to do like this, like that, right? If she had some attachment to this, not to, there must be some great level of this understanding there. Otherwise, how would the person do like this? Not humanly feasible. So it's showing one might be in intense activity, but they know they're not the doer. So in this way, so this is how this would be talked about. Let's see if anything important here, because I think next mantra we can wait for next week. Yes, so there is one important point it brings up here like this also, is that this verse is also to show that jnanam doesn't have to do a stage of life, ashrama, meaning one has to become a renunciate to have jnanam, external renunciation. Then you say, well, this person's doing a lot of action, meaning that activity isn't the measure. Because somebody might be renunciate, okay, they don't have anything, they're not doing very much, just minimal, now they can look at. That isn't necessarily the measure for it. true, it's not to, you know, somebody has to be very mature and daring to live like that, yes. So that would be maybe somebody mature enough to live like that, more chances, easier to see this, then maybe yes. But it doesn't mean that somebody who is in a different stage in life, who has responsibilities, can't be jnani. And they always give the example of King Janaka, because King Janaka, whole kingdom, big, busy, so many things. But they say, but it was jnani, didn't have, it, there would be the mendicant, renunciates coming to him to learn, because he had knowledge of the self like this. So that's not the criteria necessarily. So to show like this, yes, somebody can be very active, but it's a matter of understanding, not of the external thing, like that. So that's one thing about how this verse is to show that. So these are a few other thoughts on this. Let's put the mark so we know for the next time where we're at. Swami Paramarthanandaji, many times when he hears talks, then he gives an example of an object. A lot of times he says a clip. So since I've heard that so many times, I think he must have in the book, he must have a clip that he holds. Okay, so he opens it and he starts. I'm guessing, I've never seen in-person class or even on video, just recording. So I'm assuming that's where the clip comes in all the time, but I don't know. And it's funny, I hear, and he goes into Tamil here and there. Usually it's just English, but there into Tamil. And then there's some word that he kept saying, now it's already gone, because a few years ago, I always think, what's he saying? So I had a Tamil person to come to class, what's that? This? I said, I must not be saying right. So I don't remember what it was, but I think it was really something in English that sounded to me like the word Tamil, something you like to say. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the word isn't coming to my mind, so I can't read his example. Like that. Om. 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 Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Good.